بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Still, brothers and sisters, with توضيح المسائل for Sayyid Sistani book, and we are still talking about نجاسات, and almost we will finish this سمن. Now we reach to issue number 95. With issue 95, the liquid medicines, perfumes, ghee, soap, and wax polish, which are imported, are hak, tahir. If one is not sure of their being najis, that means if you see some liquids and those liquids comes out of your private part and you are not sure what are these liquids, shall you say it is pak or shall you say it is tahir? So you have to check out. Whether this liquid is pak or it is najis. For this case, you have to be sure. All right, brothers and sisters, the liquid medicines, perfumes, ghee, and soap, and wax polish, which are imported, are pak. Here, I mis-explained this issue. Here, Sayyid Sistani tried to tell us some liquids that we imported it from outside, from foreign countries. These liquids like medicines or perfumes or ghee. Let me tell you the meaning of ghee. First of all, let me write this word to you. Ghee. Yes. It is G. Yes. G-H-E-E. It means in Arabic, yes. It means in Arabic, as-samn, or duhn. So these liquids, like medicines and perfumes, G, soap, and wax, yes, there's al-sham, wax. So these liquids, when we imported them from abroad, from outside country, so these liquids are what? These liquids are pak, are tahir. Alright, if one is not sure of their being najis, if you are not sure these liquids are najis, so these liquids are what? Are pak, are tahir. You can't say it is najis, so you can use it in the deeds which needs from needs what to be packed, needs tahara. You can use it in actions or you can carry it with you everywhere or anywhere, and you can touch it without washing your hands later on. Or even maybe these medicines or perfume or wax or ghee, okay, it touches your body or it touches contact your clothes, so still your body tahir and your clothes also tahir. Yes. Issue page 96. Fat, meat, or hide of an animal. Fat or meat or hide of an animal. Here is it. Hide. Yes. About which there is a probability. It said fat, meat, or hide of an animal about which there is a probability that it may have been slaughtered. According to Islamic law, are pack. Again, fat, meat, or hide of an animal which there is a probability that it may have been slaughtered according to the Islamic law are pack. Yes. However, if these things are obtained from a non-Muslim, or from a Muslim who himself obtained them from a non-Muslim without investigating whether the animal was slaughtered according to Islamic law, it is haram to eat that meat and fat. But okay, again, if we have meat or fat from animal, and that animal which there is a probability that it may have been what? Slaughtered according to the Islamic law. May have been slaughtered according to Islamic law are pack. If there is a probability that animal was slaughtered according to Islamic law. Alright, so this is our pack. So the meat, fat, or hide of an animal, if you take it and there is a probability that it is slaughtered according to Islamic law, so are pack. However, if these things are obtained from a non-Muslim, okay, or from a Muslim who himself obtained them from a non-Muslim without investigating whether the animal was slaughtered according to Islamic law, it is haram to eat that meat and fat. So the first picture, if you have this fat, this meat, okay, and or hide from an animal or hide from an animal about which there is a probability that this animal have been or it may have been what slaughtered according to the Islamic law. So these are tahir. However, if these things like fat, meat, or hide of an animal, okay, are obtained from a non-Muslim or from a Muslim who himself obtained them from where? From a non-Muslim, without investigating whether the animal was slaughtered according to Islamic law, it is haram to eat okay that meat and fat, but salah in that hide will be permissible. But salah in that hide will be what? Permissible. Okay, hide, brothers and sisters, hide, it means the skin of an animal, raw or dressed, more particularly applied to the skins of the larger beasts, and such as may be tanned into leather. Yes. But if these things are obtained from Muslim bazaar, souq al-Muslimin, or a Muslim, and it is not known that he got them from a non-Muslim, if you get these things from a Muslim and you don't know this Muslim, maybe he gets it from a Muslim or non-Muslim, or if it is known that he got from a non-Muslim, but there is a great probability that he has investigated about it being slaughtered according to Islamic laws, then eating such meat and fat is permissible. Okay, again I'm going to repeat this issue again, dear brothers and sisters, an issue number 96, we have many pictures. First picture, fat, meat, or hide of an animal. Hide, as I told you, the skin of an animal. Yes, about, okay, which there is a probability that it may have been slaughtered according to what? The Islamic law. There is a probability, you are not sure, but there is what? A probability. Ihtimal. A probability. It is what? It is slaughtered according to Islamic law. So this will be what? This will be halal. This will be halal. Pak. Tahir. Okay. However, if these things, fat, meat, or hide of an animal, okay, are obtained from what? From a non-Muslim. Directly, it is taken from a non-Muslim. Okay. Or from a Muslim who himself obtained them from a non-Muslim, but without investigating whether the animal, whether the animal was slaughtered according to Islamic law, So, without investigating, and you are maybe take it from a non-Muslim directly, or you take it from what? You take it from a Muslim who was obtained them from a non-Muslim, okay? And whether the animal was slaughtered according to Islamic law, there is no investigating. So it is what? It is haram. It is haram to eat. It is haram to eat that meat and fat, but salah in that hide will be permissible. But salah in that jilt hide will be permissible. But the third picture, if these things are obtained from Muslim souq, if these things, meat, fat, hide of an animal, you take it from where? You take it from Muslim bazaar, from Muslim bazaar, or Muslim, or a Muslim, and it is not none that he got them from a non-Muslim, and you don't know that maybe he take it from a non-Muslim, okay, or if it is none that he got from a non-Muslim, but there is a great probability that he has investigated about what? There is a great probability, two lines, great probability that he has investigated about it being what? Slaughtered according to Sharia. Then eating such meat and fat is permissible. Okay, all right. Now, brothers and sisters, we reach to najis number 5. What is the essential najis? That is blood. That is blood. The blood of a human being and of every animal. Just let me check. Yes. The blood of a human being and of every animal whose blood gushes forth with its large vein. Yes. All right. Okay. Yes. The blood of a human being and of every animal whose blood gushes forth when its large vein is cut is najis. Blood is najis. The blood of an animal like fish or an insect like mosquito is pak, tahir, because it does not gush forth. Okay, if the blood gush forth from the animal, that blood will be what? That blood will be najis. And if the blood does not gush forth, that will be what? Tahir, not najis. Why? Like what? Like the blood of an animal like a fish or an insect like a mosquito. Okay, brothers and sisters? Yes. Alright. Now, we reach to issue number 98. Yes. With issue number 98, if an animal whose meat is halal to eat. An animal whose meat is halal to eat, like a cow, a sheep, is slaughtered in according with the method. If an animal whose meat is halal to eat is slaughtered in accordance with the method prescribed, by Sharia, and enough blood flows out, the blood of which is still left in its body is packed. Let me tell you this thing. If we have, I'm going to make example. If we have what, a cow or a sheep, and then we take this cow or this sheep and slaughtered according to what? According to Sharia prescribed, according to method prescribed by Sharia. So there is enough blood will be out of flows, blood flows out. Okay, how about the blood still inside the body of this animal after it's dead or after it's slaughtered? We say that this blood in outside it is najis, okay, and inside it is packed tahir, but you can't eat it. You can't eat it. However, the blood which goes back into the body of the animal due to breathe or because of its head having been at a higher level at the time of slaughtering is najis. Again, it said, however, the blood which goes back into the body of the animal due to breathe or because of its head having been at a higher level at the time of its slaughtering is najis. Okay, yes. Issue number 99. As a recommended precaution, yes, احتياط استحبابي, one should refrain from eating an egg which has even the smallest amount of blood in it. However, if the blood is in the yolk, yellow portion, yolk, the albumin with portion will be packed as long as the skin over the yolk is not torn. Again, according to a recommended precaution, احتياط استحبابي. According to recommended precaution, one should refrain from eating an egg. One should refrain from eating an egg which has even the smallest. Okay, brothers and sisters, let us leave this for tomorrow to explain it tomorrow, inshallah. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.